Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss the finales of Great British Bake Off and Drag Race UK, we discuss Cody Rigsby versus Taylor Swift, and we talk all of our favorite slash least favorite Thanksgiving traditions. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Hello, Corey.
Hello, little girl.
Hello, little girl.
Hello,
what's
my
your rush?
What's your rash?
What's your rush?
You're
missing all the flowers.
Baby, what's your... I got a better question. What's your rash?
What's my rash? Well, I was rolling down a hill. You know when you start at the top of a hill, you roll down the hill.
Are you for real?
I'm for roll.
Yeah, I'm familiar with it. People do it at Dolores Park all the time.
And my face just smushed up against... I don't know what it was, but... Now I'm all, my rash is rashing.
I didn't actually think you had a rash. Do you have one?
Are you calling me irrational?
I'm calling you a liar.
Oh!
What hill did you roll down?
I didn't lie. I wasn't lying still. I was rolling.
Bitch, where?
I was rolling my face off. Well, via rash. Well, it was all a lie.
That story had one too many holes in it.
One too many. You can never have too many holes.
You know,
hey, what's that thing where people are like, "Oh, I'm afraid of when things have holes in them."
I don't know, but I don't mock irrational fears as someone who has one.
Did you say rash?
Mm-hmm.
Don't be so rash.
Speaking of holes.
Okay. Have you ever had a rash on your hole?
I'm sure everyone...
What constitutes a rash?
Everyone gets diaper rash from sitting in their wet, dank diaper for too long.
Oh, okay.
Not me currently, but probably as a baby.
Okay.
My diaper is dry right now.
That's cool. Okay, speaking of holes, take me elsewhere.
Oh, well, you should hear about the free can of olives I got from the store.
Go on. You have my attention. Everybody else tuned out, but I'm still here. If you're still with us, send Corey an olive emote on Twitter.
Does that exist? So my grocery store on Saturdays just emails you a free item. They're really trying to get people to come in, but I had to go anyway. And so this week I thought, I'm going to fucking check what the free item was. And it was a free can of black olives. So guess what? I took it home. And baby, I'm eating them straight out of the can.
I can't think of anything. They couldn't pay me to take that home with me.
Well, they were giving it away because apparently a lot of people feel the way you feel.
No. If the people felt how I felt, they wouldn't even have a inventory in the first place.
So you don't even like black olives on like a pizza moment?
No, not a single olive can enter my mouth.
And what about green?
Especially green.
So why were you all tell me more and then suddenly you're all shut the fuck up?
Well, I just wanted you to talk. So what else? Anything? That's all that's on your
list?
Okay,
yes. Well, since while...
A free can of olives? How big was the can?
6 ounces.
I ask as if I'll know. Can you take that on a plane?
Probably not. It came with juice in the can. Hey, so I was going to the grocery store because I wanted to get more cranberries. Because you know how they sell, like, the not the cranberry in the can, which I love, a Thanksgiving delicacy. But you know how they just have the bags of fresh cranberries? And I'm always like, what the fuck is anybody doing with that?
Okay.
Well, the Daniel Prada posted a cranberry kind of cake crumble recipe moment for Thanksgiving, and I was in charge of bringing dessert to the Thanksgiving I went to, and bitch, I made this fucking cake, and it was so good. They only sent me home with one piece, which was fair. I guess I was like bringing it to be eaten. So I got home, and I thought, I'm going back to the store and buying the ingredients and making one just for myself to have at home.
Absolutely, as you should. And what was the vibe? What was the taste?
Cranberry deliciousness.
Is there any other flavors in it, like a white chocolate?
No, I'll make you one. Do you like cranberries?
I don't mind them, and I'll have them.
I'll make one next time I'm at your house.
They're no olive.
Do you have a circular like pie baking cake pan, or do I need to bring my own?
You're gonna have to ask Hudson. I know that I have I did order that all corners brownie.
Yes.
Brownie pan.
Is that a Shark
Maybe
Tank?
We make it with that. Yes, Shark Tank is exclusive.
We could make it with that.
So there you have it.
Fuck. Anyway, it was delicious. It was a hit. Everyone at my Thanksgiving had fun. I ate.
Because of it.
Well, we ranked our favorite dishes. One of our friends was all, we should rank our favorite dishes. And then look who came crying when his came last.
Some people have a humiliation
thing. I said,
and I need you to know that.
I said, don't ask questions that you don't want the answer to. And there was nothing wrong with his drink or with his dish. It was like on a reality show when they're all, it gets down to the nitty gritty and they're like, well, we're really splitting the hairs because you're all good.
Well, did you watch the finale of Great British Bake Off?
I did.
Because they weren't all good at the end.
No.
Do you know what I'm saying?
No. I fell asleep during because I kept thinking, I'm going to know the outcome of this, so I don't really need to pay attention. And so I fell asleep, and then I woke up right as they were saying the winner's name and hugging them. And I was like...
Hey, spoiler ahead on that, I guess. Like, I'm not going to say Great British Baking.
What is it? Bake Off Baking Show? I never know.
The greatest British baking experience.
It's a nice.
I don't like.
I can't. Put
when are they going to have the two of us as the two comedians?
You know, I don't like the comedians. And what one was sick during the finale?
For only part of the finale, I didn't get it. I didn't want to get it.
Well,
anyway, I was pretty happy with the finale results. I thought perfect, actually, because who I loved the entire time, who I thought was a very why I want to watch every episode. Yeah. They're going to do fine.
Yeah.
They're going to have a very successful life and career. And I thought in the very end, when the winner was explaining before the winning had happened, when they were saying like, oh, what it would mean to them and what, you know, I was like, I am 100% on board. Like, I am ready to crown this person. And it happened. So I was like, all's well that ends well.
I can't put that show on without, like, that show puts me right to sleep.
Yes.
I just don't.
We watch the same episode. If it's a new episode that week, we will watch it a few times that week.
Oh.
Because it's such a dozy.
I just love the technical. You know, I'm all about the technical. That's what I want. I think everything should be blind taste tested. It's the only way to make it fair.
I agree.
And then there's a curtain, and Paul Hollywood has to shake a hand through a curtain.
A glory hole, actually.
Or I guess he could shake their hand at the end if he was like really wet.
No, 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 no. They should be a glory hole, and they should hand. So it should be them handing the food through, maybe with the glove on, so you can't see whose hand it is.
You can't see
in case anybody has any like
French tips,
any distinguished tips. If you, yeah, and then like a little enchanté or something. And then Paul Hollywood can put like, something through the hole too.
What if it's like when a baby
whole time
when like a newborn baby is in the NICU or whatever, and it's and you have to put the hands your hands are still on gloves, but you're touching the baby in the tube. You know what I mean?
No,
you must.
Oh yeah.
You must not watch
enough
Grey's Anatomy.
I don't.
Speaking of which.
Speaking of which, so I showed Hudson Enchanted last night. He had never seen it because I told him Corey's gonna want to listen.
Is that how we're getting to Disenchanted?
Yes,
babe, hold on. You're bearing the lead.
Hold on.
Okay, I'm holding.
I knew Hudson had not seen Enchanted.
He needs to watch the original.
Why do you think I said Enchanted? I didn't say Disenchanted.
Wow, I'm gonna fight you. I got a hard.
So I said. I said at 5 p.m. yesterday. I said, Hudson, I have to record the podcast tomorrow. We have to do a double feature tonight. There's no time to pause. There's no time to talk. There's no time because very often in a movie we pause it to dissect. Because I say, well, he's always trying to talk during the movie, and I say, will you pause it? So if you want to say something, you have to pause it. Because especially if I'm showing you the movie, you can't be missing parts of the plot that I know important. I'm always like, this is plot. You need to be watching. This is plot. Anyway, so we watched the first one. We paused it so many times that we were not able to finish the second because I said, I'm getting dozy.
What could you possibly be? Why? I don't understand how anyone could pause Enchanted. It's a riveting movie from start to finish. Edge of your seat. Drama. Comedy.
Baby, I was edging on my seat.
Singing.
I know. He loved it. He loved the happy working song, the cleanup song. I told him that's what we used to play when we would clean the apartment. He loved How Will You Know That She Loves Her.
So good.
He loved everyone being in on the singing. He loved. He said, this is quite a pretty. You know what he really said? Because you know how he used to be a dancer professionally.
Me too.
He was like, I'm just so happy that all of these dancers got such great work that year.
Yes.
I thought, sure, baby.
Well, yeah, he's going to love abundance. The squeak wall.
Well, we started the squeak wall, and I had to pause it because it was too dozy.
Wow.
Too much going on at the beginning. And you know who was... Okay, I don't mean to be a hater.
Go on.
Okay, you know how I hate that one actress?
Idina Menzel?
No.
Amy Adams?
No, not in the movie. Not in the movie.
Oh, then who? No, I don't know who actress you.
That
hate.
One woman who's in everything that we watch, and she's.
But she wasn't in the movie.
She wasn't in the movie anyway. What's her name? She was in The Fly. She was in Beetlejuice. She's in League of Their Own. She's in
Catherine O'Hara.
No. Worse. I love Catherine O'Hara.
I was like, what are you talking about?
I mean, I don't even know why I went down this rabbit hole. She's not in this movie, so I have reason to be happy. Anyway, well, I found...
Gina Davis.
I found...
This will bring
I found
us back around.
I found... I think I have a second actress that I don't like.
Who is it?
I don't want to say. What if she's a listener?
If you say Maya Rudolph, I'll love it because I don't like her.
I like Maya Rudolph, but I would say... I don't know how the movie progresses, and I don't know how it ends. I only saw the first beginning of her performance in Disenchanted, Maya Rudolph's. We just kept saying after every Maya Rudolph scene, I thought, she is giving us...
Nothing.
The bare minimum before anybody will give her any notes to amp it up a little.
I just feel like she plays herself, which great, she's funny, but she plays herself in everything. It's always the same voice. It's always
I like
the
her.
Same.
I like herself, so I'm okay with that. But I'm like, if you are supposed to be a evil Disney witch, bitch, I can give it more than that. Put me in, coach. As the great Gina Davis once said, put me in, coach.
Well, Since you continue to talk about Gina Davis and Patrick Dempsey, who both starred in the amazing show Grey's Anatomy, did you hear?
Oh, God. Put us out of our misery. What?
Meredith's leaving the show.
She's still on the show?
Yeah. Why would you leave 19 seasons in?
Oh, something's up. I call shenanigans.
She's out. She didn't even, I don't even think she's finishing the season. She left at the midwinter finale.
Oh, honey, something's up.
Which, that can't be real. There must be more scenes. It ended with her house burning down, and then what, we're just not going to hear from her again? She wasn't in the home.
Okay, clearly she'll be back.
She said she was down to make guest appearances from time to time, like they all do.
No way. No way.
What do you mean? Yeah, she posted it on her Instagram.
That's not the end.
Ellen Pompeo. No. I saw somebody tweet for her birthday. I think it was Pop Crave. And they were like, reply with your favorite roles that she's been in.
Well, what'd you say?
Someone replied, Bad Blood music video by Taylor Swift.
Hate it.
Her two IMDb credits. Hey.
What?
Did you see that Peloton rider? What he said about Taylor Swift?
You know what? I did see that. And I thought, that is funny. Okay, first of all, the BuzzFeed article about it, it's like, shut the fuck up. That, if there's anything that's less journalism, it's like a roundup of tweets from BuzzFeed. No offense to that culture.
That's not an article. It's never been.
Especially when the in-between of each tweet is like,
picture of someone else's tweet.
Yeah, my problem with this tweet is it's just wrong.
Their journalism is screenshots of other people's tweets.
Anyway, I thought objectively funny comments from that Peloton instructor. What's his name?
Cody Rigsby.
I'm not gay. I don't know anything about all of that. But from what I saw of his comments, objectively funny comments.
Yes, I was.
What were some of the things he said?
So he was on some red carpet at the AMAs or something, and somebody, like the interviewer for E or whoever, asked, like, oh, did you get those $1,000 Taylor Swift concert tickets? And he replied, I wouldn't attend her show if she was singing in my kitchen. And I think that is a fair response for people who like Taylor Swift but aren't obsessed with her, who are just so over the whirlwind every time she has an album come out. You know, he's probably been asked that question 20 times, just as I was. And it's like, sometimes you just get fed up and you're like, I couldn't care less. But of course, her fandom had a meltdown.
He'd rather sit naked on a hot grill than listen to Taylor's album Midnights. That's funny. It doesn't matter. Who cares what a stranger thinks about
your
favorite artist?
They're all so fragile. Snowflakes.
If you can't take a step back and understand that is a funny sentence.
Yeah.
Then your ears are so deep in your favorite artist's butthole. If you can't hear the reality that is funny, then take your head out of their ass.
I just don't get. I just think sometimes I like Taylor Swift. I like her music. I think her fans are what drive me nuts because they are at this point, it seems, incapable of giving even the littlest bit of criticism. I think it's because they all feel like they're competing.
But it's not. It's not criticism. It's somebody just not wanting to consume what you consume, and that's okay.
Yeah, I've been trying to like dissect it. It feels like because of how she's built her fan base and the way she has them like buy 4 copies of every album, it feels like they're all competing to be her number one fan, as if you could ever be that. And so it feels like they're all afraid to even say they don't like one song on the album because they're all. Want this perception that they're her number one fan, if that makes sense. That's my read on it. One of my friends was telling me they really loved the Midnights album, and I was like, oh, cool. I was like, yeah, I like a handful of songs, maybe like 3. And then I was like, which ones do you love? And we went through the album, and like literally every other song, they were like, no, actually, no, I don't care for that one. I was like, you just told me you don't like half the album after telling me you love the whole thing. Anyway,
yeah,
I was living.
Well, I went down a deep dive on a TikTok that was taken. I don't know how it came on my For You page, but it was a deep dive of how Redacted, it was in a relationship with Redacted, and the last four albums is about their relationship together and all the receipts from it.
Yeah.
And I thought, okay, well, this is interesting.
They all think they're like spy kids.
If there's one thing I would never wish on anybody, it's the level of dissection some stans have.
She encourages that behavior.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know what? Don't use a pronoun. That's Redacted.
I get texts from somebody we were on The Amazing Race with who always gives me the Taylor Swift conspiracy theories, and I love it.
Redacted! I don't know. I think people have some pretty weird allegiances to
billionaires.
Yes. And this is not just about Redacted. I feel this about I don't want to say who, but like there are some very beloved artists who release content that very clearly is trying to put on the trying to cater to the everyday person, like trying to act like they can sing a song about having a 9-to-5 job or like all the you know what I mean? Like, it's like, how are you singing about all of this?
Are you dragging Dolly Parton?
That's the one. She is the Redacted. No, you know what I was thinking? Hey.
Hey.
Somebody made a TikTok that was like, ask a man if he can name three women outside of his family that he looks up to.
A straight man?
Any man. Like that he finds admirable.
Oh my God.
And I thought Dolly Parton.
I'm gonna try this with my brother.
Well, the point of it was that we are not given as many women to look up to from a very young age as we are given men to look up to.
Yeah.
Like a lot of the history of who we celebrate is like men's accomplishments, not women's accomplishments. And I was like, ooh, I wonder what all the comments are gonna be. So I went to the comments and everybody had something to say about Dolly Parton.
No. Oh.
I would add Lady Gaga.
Lea Michele?
How are you about to comment that she can't even... Hey, speaking of Lea Michele, did you see the Thanksgiving Day parade?
No.
There were people with letters on their outfits behind her. And I saw a tweet that was like, how are you about to put Lea Michele's biggest fear behind her on her live performance, like words and letters.
Well, first of all, it's not a live performance.
A live lip syncing.
Listen, I had never watched, I don't ever think I had actually watched the Macy's whatever parade until like...
We watched it together.
Yeah, I don't think I ever watched it until like 2 years ago or actually like really paid attention. And now I'm like, yeah, you watched it when you were here last year. I didn't realize it's just everyone lip syncing to 15 seconds of their song. Like, who's...
Absolutely.
Who's getting up at 4 in the morning and thinking, you know where
Meghan Trainor,
you know
that's who. Lea Michele, that's who.
You know where I want
Paula Abdul, that's who.
I get it. I mean, I saw online it said, like, that's NBC's biggest airing... program of the year.
Did you say pilgrim?
Program.
A pilgrim program.
Yeah.
I think that they should rebrand. It's the pilgrim program.
Yeah.
I think.
Anyway, I can't dislike it enough.
When I think of pilgrims, do you think of black cardboard or what's that? Black cardstock paper? What's that paper?
Construction
paper. Do you think of... They are giving me... Every silhouette of a pilgrim that I think of is like a drag queen using construction paper to make an outfit.
Okay.
Do you feel the same?
Yes. They didn't know how to...
Thank you.
They didn't know how to cross stitch before then, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. I didn't catch the Macy's parade.
I was going to meet at my friend's before going to the actual Thanksgiving we were going to, and the first stop said they were watching the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade, so I intentionally showed up 45 minutes late.
Duh.
Yeah.
So what? So you could show up for what?
So I showed up and sat. Oh, it was so nice when I walked in. They were all like, "Do you want some rosé?" And I was like, "I'm not drinking." And then they had a Coke. Oh my God, it was so exciting.
Ooh.
I was like, "Oh my God, what?"
My stepmom had a timeshare in Newport or something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Hudson and I went and stayed a couple days over there. We brought the dogs. It was lovely. But the whole time, my sister's boyfriend and my little brother, two straight people,
couldn't even name three women they look up to.
Couldn't name three women they look up to. Okay. Don't know who Lea Michele is, probably. They had the soccer game on the whole time. Oh, and I thought, God. You guys don't even care about soccer. They were going back and forth from World Cup to the football game. We had to watch the Lions lose, you know, tradition.
You saw me tweet. I said, I sure do miss some of my family on Thanksgiving, but watching Thanksgiving in my household was like the Lions game on 40 different TVs with everybody yelling and then the Lions losing every year and then everyone being mad for the rest of the day.
Imagine caring. Imagine caring.
And I would be like, can we just like play cards? Can we eat mashed potatoes? Like, so mad.
Oh, I thought you were saying so mashed.
Also, my potatoes were so mashed.
Mm. We didn't have any. Oh, you know what? There were.
Did you have any dessert?
Oh, we had this like, I don't know what it was. Maybe cranberry bliss. You know the bars from Starbucks?
Sure. Not really, I guess.
There's like pops? Cranberry bliss. No, cranberry bliss bars. They're triangles. I think they're cranberry. Anyway,
are you sure it's not a scone?
No. It's giving like a pastry flattened brownie, but not chocolate.
Okay.
Anyway, Antoinette bought like a whole box of it, and so she had those. Lexis made an apple pie. Oof. There were brownies and ice cream. It was a big spread of dessert.
This cranberry cake thing I made has really made me think I could make more of these.
Are you feeling American British Bake Off?
I could.
You should.
But like, I don't know. My cake was pretty moist.
Okay. Is it handshake worthy?
Ah, babe, I'm going to make it. I'm going to make it for you, and you're going to tell me.
Okay. I'll dabble.
If you set up the glory hole, I'll put the food through it, and it could be a
Honey,
blind
taste. If you keep up your glory hole, you don't got to set up your glory hole. Can I get an amen? Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them. Because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover.
Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Hey, are you playing any fun new video games lately?
What the fuck? you know what? I started Disney Dreamlight Valley. Do you even know what that is?
I looked at it. I was in need of a game, and I looked, and I watched the preview, and then I bought
It's fine. Pokemon if you're a Violet. Disney adult, I think you're gonna love it. It's fine.
I saw you tweet you were really enjoying it, so what's the truth?
I am enjoying it, but you know what? It's here's the thing. It's very Stardew Valley. It's very Animal Crossing in like what you get up to and how you navigate the everyday things you would do in the game. Like a lot of like harvesting and building and completing quests for people in the village. It's like there's only so many video games where I want to be everyone's bitch in time. I don't like to be everyone's bitch. It's like So yeah, but I did just meet Wally.
Okay.
In the game.
How was it?
He's great. He moved into my town.
I love that.
I am spending more time working on my new Animal Crossing island.
Did you, because you bought a second one?
I bought a Switch.
Yeah.
My other Switch was like all cracked. I was already prepared to do it.
Your last Switch was a little busted when I saw it last.
And even if it wasn't, the rule that you can only have one Animal Crossing island, that's so stupid. I still want to keep working on my first island. Right. And like I enjoy like having all the stuff that I have on it. And so like I didn't want to delete it all and I didn't want to flatten my island. So the stars were aligned for me to just get a new Switch.
I appreciate what they did by like bringing in the vacation homes, but I still am like, there is absolutely no reason I can't take a boat to another island and have like 10 actual people live there.
Thank you. And to be honest, I don't want to work on everyone's vacation home.
No.
It's like some of them I would just put down the three things and then I would leave. I said, good luck, have fun, enjoy your vacation home. It's not my obligation. But I needed to like reach 30 done or whatever to unlock something.
Yeah. That's fair. Sometimes if I saw someone I liked on the beach, I would do exactly that. And then I'll be like, oh, someday I'll come back and give you a nice home. But today ain't the day.
Did you ever?
No.
Did it ever happen?
No, because now I'm playing Pokemon Violet and I'm loving it.
Hmm. Well, did you get... What's the Violet versus what?
Scarlet. Sapphire? Scarlet.
Okay. So who's your starter?
Both. I picked the cat. Sprigatito.
Sprigatito? That's not real.
Whatever the grass cat's name, it was a weed cat, bitch. I'm definitely picking that. I know everyone was wet because that little duck with a hat turns into the gayest sachet. Shantae, you stay. Have you seen
it? Oh my gosh. I have seen videos. It is serving. They know their audience. Like they know this is gay people.
Yeah.
Pokemon is gay culture at this point.
It is. I mean, listen, I had to fight a gym, and the one girl the whole time I was fighting a gym was talking about uploading stuff to her social media, and I was like, I was like, why? Why is a gym trainer obsessed with social media?
Well, they're speaking the language of the people.
I want oldie timey. I don't want current day.
Ye oldie timey?
I would like ye oldie timey.
I get it. You really fucked me up, Corey.
I love it when I do that.
What? You got me all fucked up because when we went on our little trip, you got me into the habit of opening up Pokemon Go, and now here I am. I spent all day yesterday doing raids.
Good for you.
I have all of the legendaries from what was offered on yesterday's whatever the hell was going on.
I love that for you. I saw you invited me to a couple raids, but I thought, I'm playing video games.
I thought, huh, Corey keeps not joining.
Yeah, very unlike me.
It's fine. I had many, many other friends, many of them, actually, an abundance to invite. So
I love that for you.
Thanks. Yeah.
Cool.
So I'm back. So I'm back to spending real human dollars on Pokemon Go things.
Well, baby, I saved a bunch of Pokemon in my head because I thought, okay, I'll be able to trade the next time I see Tyler again. God is good.
Well, great. Great and great.
Cool.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
All right, well, anything else you want to talk
about?
Wait,
yeah, we didn't discuss the Drag Race finale.
Drag Race, UK Drag Race. Season 4 finale. I loved it. I was happy with the winner. I was very happy with the winner.
Yeah, I thought correct. I thought I would have been happy with... we can say names.
Yeah.
This, if you don't want to hear anything, this is your moment to log
out. You're missing
the
last 3 minutes of the episode.
I was really a fan of Cheddar Gorgeous from the get, but then I really became a fan of Danny Beard, and I thought it was a very smooth ascent of Danny Beard for me for the season, to where I was happy with the finale because of that. I thought like the editing and the storytelling of the season did a good job of making the finale up in the air, but still happy with the results.
I feel like I've been looking, because now you know how they always are like, are you team whatever? And then they post them all on Instagram. I feel like this is the first time in a while, I don't know, I could be way wrong, that the person who had the most didn't win. Cheddar had like way more than Danny, but Danny won, and I was happy with it. But I get nervous because they film every outcome, and sometimes it feels like Rue picks just whoever Instagram wants. I mean, I'm probably wrong.
I was happy with it, and to be honest, I'm sad it's over, especially with Canada versus the world.
Oh,
bitch!
My.
What is going on with these blank versus the worlds? It's like I find them to be, something is often incorrect. I don't know.
That episode, the second episode of Canada versus the world, was on par to be the worst episode of that show I'd ever seen. Like, maybe not ever. But the reading challenge, to have eight people stand up there and be that terrible. I was just like, what? I felt like...
Now, mind you, there...
I felt like
I don't even
person,
like the reading challenge. I don't like the vibe of it. I think it's kind of like... Yeah, I like when people are clever, but almost 75% of all reads are rooted in just kind of being mean instead of clever. If you can be clever, then like you can be mean. But if you can be mean, that does not mean you're being clever. But the majority of them are just like, your teeth are bad. You're ugly. you're fat.
Literally.
I'm like, which did not bode well for a snatch experience.
One of the reads that somebody used on Silky was used in the last season that Silky was on. I'm just like, I don't know. I would thank God the elimination went the way that it did, because I was about to be all, this episode was terrible. Poor Justin Trudeau.
Oh my God, I thought so unprofessional of everyone being like, hey, daddy.
I think only one person did that.
No, there were a couple that were kind of like trying to fuck him, but which I understand, but like keep it in your head, I guess, maybe. I don't know. Am I a prude? When did that happen? I don't, it just felt like I wouldn't say that to, like,
if you keep
Chuck Schumer,
if you keep your glory hole ready, you don't gotta put it down. What?
Justin Trudeau did say that.
Yeah,
that I heard.
Yeah.
Here's my theory. We can come back to this when it comes true. Mm. I think every versus the world winner is gonna come and have to compete against each other in like a drag Olympics.
Oh my God.
I think that's what's good. I feel the trajectory. I feel it all going towards
something. I have
something,
to watch,
you know?
Blue Hydrangea again.
Don't be mean. People say that looks like me.
Who's going to win this one?
Raja.
Okay. Oh, here's what I did want to say. I guess I'm the only person who doesn't think it's funny at all when she just gets up there and says,
Oh my God,
for the 900th time.
I don't think it's funny, but I don't dislike it. Do you dislike it?
Yeah, I do. I think I.
We all
I
have
think,
our catchphrases.
I think I do. I think I do. Is that what people
you
think
act like
when
you don't
I
have a
say?
Catchphrase?
Is that what people act like when I say I love to laugh?
Yeah, when you say another blank alone, I think, okay, Corey, you're not funny.
Wow, I had a lot
just
of
kidding.
Outreach. People were worried on my behalf.
Well,
people thought I were going through it anyway.
Because of your blank alone tweets?
Yeah, I had to explain it to this hot guy.
Are you okay?
I had to explain it to this hot guy. He was all, oh, babe, are you okay? Don't make me better.
You're like, I'm not okay. I need love. BB needs diaper change.
Anything else you gotta say, baby?
Just kind of hanging out.
Okay, cool. I'll see you next week.
Yeah. let me think. Is there anything else? Oh my God, next week is December.
Baby, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well.
Christmas is coming. The goose is getting fat.
Hey, if you need a Christmas playlist, I have recently updated mine. Spotify, enjoy.
You're going to want to listen to Glow by Kelly Clarkson featuring Chris Stapleton.
As if it's not on there.
I was talking to the people, baby.
Oh, I'm a people. Okay, Corey, where can people find you?
Playing Pokemon Violet. Gotta fill that Pokedex, you know.
Mm, okay.
Busy.
You can find me online on Twitch. That's all. Okay,
bye.
Bye.